Music Radio 77.com.
B. Mitchell Reed, the fastest talker on the radio in 1963. He was energy. He was excitement.
Scooters, it's your leader, BMR and WMCA, jumping in with my hat in my hand with the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf. Reed reacted to the smashbacks or on the good guy survey or headed that way. This hour, the name of the winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest. First portion being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. A name claim style will go to Connecticut. Second call, City of Law, Plaza 25,000. Like that there, Shamir. Call right now.
B. Mitchell Reed, a native New Yorker who was a big part of the West Coast radio scene. And then he came back to his hometown and WMCA radio in 1963 to take over the 7 to 11 p.m. show. Shift as one of the good guys. Former good guy himself, Jack Spector, remembers his friend B. Mitchell Reed.
I met Mitch before he was B. Mitchell Reed. His real name was the B. He used to kid about it on the air. Joe O'Brien used to say that the B stood for Bupkis, and Mitch said the B stood for beautiful. Actually, it was Burton. His name was Burton Mitchell Goldberg, and I knew him at Boys High. He was a couple of years ahead of me at Boys High. He was a senior. I was a lowly sophomore. And we just knew each other casually. I was in the Pan American Club, and he was in the Pan American Club also, and we saw each other briefly from time to time. And the next thing I heard of him, he was on radio. And I'd heard about him, watched his career as I began mine. I think he began in Liberty, New York at WVOS. And I started out in West Virginia. Anyway, Mitch kind of followed his career a little bit. He was here in New York. He did a jazz show for a while from Birdland. And then he went out to the West Coast, and Chuck Bloor, who was out at KFWB, decided he was going to make it. They were changing the station around. He was going to make Mitch a rock jock. And Mitch said, no way, man, I'm a jazz man. Yeah, Scooter, hey, baby, I'm the jazz man. He liked to use that word, Scooter, a lot. And anyway, when we became the good guys, the station was going pretty well in its initial early stages. But we weren't doing too well at night. I don't want to mention who was on at night then, but he's now a television anchorman out on the West Coast, I think the Pacific Northwest. And we needed somebody at night who had a reputation, who was good, and who we thought young people would flock to. And then Ruth Meyer, who was our program director, heard about this guy on the West Coast, B. Mitchell Reed, who was called the fastest mouth in the West. And we decided that she was going to bring him in, and that was going to be the completing of the good guy schedule, and we were going to have a strong guy on at night to go up against Scott Muni and Cousin Brucey over at the other station, and Murray Kaufman over at Wins. And he came in, and she scheduled a meeting for us on a Sunday afternoon, which we were going to do some good guy songs. We used to do those corny good guy songs, during which we used public domain music so we wouldn't have to pay royalties. And we're sitting at this meeting. All the guys are there. It was me and Joe and Harry. And we're all hanging out. And then in he comes, big as life, the original hippie with the beard and the shades. And this is back in 1963. And Harry broke everybody up, Harry Harrison. He looked at Mitch and he said, as Ruth brought him around, introduced him, and we recognized each other. I said, hey, Mitch, how you doing? I went, hey, Jack, wow, good old boy's high. And Harry said, is this the guy that's going to save us? It's the first thing he ever said to B. Mitchell Reed. And that broke the tension, and, the guys just all fell down laughing. We did our stuff. He's just a fun guy, and I loved him desperately. Really.
In New York, 61 degrees here. Mama Don't Lie, Jan Bradley with the BMR and the Wide, Wide, Weird World of WMC. And don't forget, next Sunday, Diamond 9 in Central Park, the good guys will be playing the Playboy Club Bunnies in softball, and Jake Spector will try the Scrambler. Or is it
Rambler?
After just 2 years in New York, B. Mitchell Reed decided to leave WMCA for KFWB in Los Angeles, and his New York friends threw him a roast. You're about to hear something that probably has never been heard before on the radio. This was Harry Harrison's participation in the B. Mitchell Reed roast.
For those of you who weren't around the Big Apple in the 60s, let's go back.
Hey, Scooters, it's your leader, BMR and WMCA, jumping in with my hat in my hand with the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf. Reed reacted to the smashbacks or on the good guy survey or headed that way. This hour, the name of the winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest. First portion being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. A name claim style will go to Connecticut. Second call, City of Law, Plaza 25,000. Like that there, Shamir. Call right now.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him.
Yeah! BMR bell ringer.
Love it.
That's going to be on the Good Guy Survey any minute right now. And surveying the baseball scene, I got White Sox postponed in Boston because of rain. In the American League at the end of the third, it's the Orioles 4, the Washington Senators nothing, and nothing of the Mets, and the Dodgers are everything. I want them back. And upcoming will be the overall winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest, as chosen by our program director, Ms. Ruth Meyer, and our head musical director, Joe Bogart, and assistant Frank Costa. And all that upcoming momentarily.
Back up all your cares and all.
Go, guys.
We'll say hi when you feel low. We're the Good Guys.
O'Brien and Harrison, start your day.
Then come Spector.
Oh, I say.
We're the Good Guys.
After Jack, we'll tell you what you're needing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dandy Dan and Dandy Mitchell Reed Swing.
1, 2, 6 until the dawn. Hear Don Davis swing along. Good Guys, that's
a diamond, 3 pennies after 7 with your leader, BMR, on the Wide, Wide, Weird World. And stand by, you could be a winner of the music.
All right, already. Do you believe that we are all here to salute a guy on the radio that no one could even understand? Come to think of it, Mitch and the Good Guys appeared at New York's famous Paramount Theater. And immediately thereafter, the place closed and was torn down. We sang our Good Guy songs on WMCA, and the station closed. They changed the format to talk. And frankly, Mitch, you're not even well-liked back here. Jack Spector said he wouldn't go to your bash because you constantly used all his hairspray at our record house. And you've worked at so many stations out there in California, people keep asking me, where's BMR working this week? Whatever happened to you and Johnny Dark, anyway? Ah, yes, the memories of our Good Guy days at WMCA, Mitch, are happy ones. Our business was a lot more fun than it is today, really. I say sincerely, congratulations on your special day. And I'm proud that I had the pleasure of working with a guy that I consider one of the few truly crazy, creative, great DJs in radio.
Mitch, that was a mistake. Listen, I apologize. I was kidding. Come on, Mitch. Don't cry. Oh, hey, buddy. Oh, the crutching. Oh, come on. I'm sorry.
There's a rumor that is going round. Understand that it's all over town. Only tell you cause we think we should. And we want it understood. We're not the Beatles. No, 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 we're not the season.
About them beans.
Very good. Very good, Scooter. The leader BM on the Wide, Wide, Weird World, taking care of business right here and right now, Scoot. And like, it's been circulating for about 2-3 weeks now, and we're making it official tonight. We want to get it underway without, you know, pussyfooting around or like, you know, making you blow your cool or anything like that. This is the leader's last on the scene here at WMCA, and like, it's been 2 years and 1 month and 2 days. And like, I'm a little bit brought down about the whole schmear, and I'll tell you about it, and I'm going to miss you all, but tonight I'm playing all the sounds that I've been digging for 2 years. I'm sure you dug them too. Like this one right here. That would be one of my favorite ones there that I dug during this time over here at WMC, the leader of the Wide, Wide, Weird World. You'll be my leader here. On WMC, here's another one by the Beatles, Dig. Remember from last year? Here come a name and a claim it's Bill. Nice and tense calls from anywhere. Plaza 29945. Name it you got. All right, there. I lost $10 on it, Scooter. I said Villanova would take St. John. And as far as victorious go, Coach Joe Lefty was concerned, it wasn't snowing New York City today. The sun was shining. The NIT, it was St. John's over Villanova, and I lost a 10-spot right there.
Stay tuned to WMCA.
As we leader, read the accolades, this on the BMR, Wide, Wide, Weird World. But this is the final night. The leader going back to his old gig on the West Coast to do a flick and some TV jazz. Tell you about that more. 16 after the hour of 7, we've been having fun, fun, fun. Hope you've had fun, 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 baby. 2 years, 1 month, 2 days. I'll be back. I want to straighten you out on something, man. It was like this, maybe. And so you know it's cool. The Scooter, Coyotes and Scooter Foxes. But it's the leader had a choice, man, of re-signing here for another 2 years here at WMCA or going back to his old station, KFWB in Hollywood, from whence I came. I was there for 6 years before I came here 2 years ago. And
while I was ill, as you remember, with a bad back, I was getting importuned by my old station come out. And I thought about it and thought about it. And at the same time, an old movie gig that I thought of, forgotten about came up again. There was a chance to do that. There's also a chance to go back on the Sunshine, which I love very, very much. After living 6 years on the coast, you flip out. So when the choice came down, man, to signing for two here or going back to the coast for about a year or so, man, I wigged out because I was going to miss all of you. And I had to make a choice, man. Sun or another four seasons of snow, rain, and all that jazz. And, it was a hard decision to make, but I'll be back. I just wanted everybody to know it. And I'm leaving WMCA with much love on their part and also on mine. I'm going to miss them, and they're going to miss me. And I've even gone around looking for a new leader for you, and I'll tell you about that later, too, man. Okay? Sure.
Hey! Come on and
it's Chuck Jackson.
WMCA, that's sound won by Philip Levine, very good avenue in the Monroe, in the Bronx, it goes to Monroe High, and Sylvia Shipman of Park Avenue and Oceanside, Long Island. I believe it'll be in the wide, wide, we will listen, Scooters, not only is it, you know, I want to prove to you, man, so you don't got cool, there was an article in some magazine, well, you know, get your bird upside, it said the leader was leaving for more bread, it ain't so, man, as a matter of fact, you want to put, I'll give it to you truthfully, man, I'm leaving for less bread, it's actually less hours, but it was more a TV flick, and that whole schmear, but actually, going back to the old station, but to prove to you, man, how cool things are, I'm willing my zap horn to my good guy. And you'll be hearing it on Jack and Jake. I mean, Jake is showing, and Danny's showing, Harry's showing, and Joe's showing, of course. And the new cat, I'll say his name a little bit later on there. He's a real swinger, and I think you'll flip over him. I'll even give that cat this if you want to use it.
Two in a row on the BMR show.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
At least he's playing his favorites tonight, like this one by Stanley Getz. The girl from Ain't My Name, like, oh, yeah.
A short time on New York radio, but he left a big impression. We remember B. Mitchell Reed.